Welcome to this week's edition of In the Clubhouse with EMD Baseball. I'm Andy Kirikides, joined by my patriotic co-host, Mr. Keith Glasser. How we doing?
Great. How are you?
Love that hat. It's a good look.
Thanks.
For those of you who are listening on the podcast, it is a army green with an American eagle that has a American flag inside of it, which is just a sharp look for Coach here. He wears it well.
America.
Today's topic, it's one that comes up often. And, you know, we got an interview coming out with a coach from Wofford who sheds a little bit of light on this. But after talking to him about it, I think it's worth taking a few minutes to discuss, because we often get questions on this, and how much do they matter? How much do they not matter? And I think there's a little bit to unpack on both sides of that. So where do you want to start with this one, Coach?
Well, I think the logical place to start is, you know, that in part they do matter, right? Like your stats from a high school standpoint are going to matter. Where the tricky part comes in is how much do they matter? And what I mean by that is, you know, like if you're hitting 225 in high school, the likelihood of you being able to hit in college is very slim, right? Like the less people around and the better the level, the better the pitching, the better you have to be as a hitter to be able to handle that. And if, you know, you can't handle, if you can't hit over, you know, 350 at the high school level, then it's going to be a little bit of a different, it's going to be super tough to be able to be competitive if you're hitting in the 200s and being recruited. Conversely, they don't matter as much as you think they matter, because we don't know exactly who it is that you are playing against. So it's a little bit of a dichotomy. Like, yes, they do matter, but they also don't matter nearly as much as a lot of people would like to think that they do matter. And what I mean by that is when you have a dog barking like I do right now at the house, it's going to drive you nuts. This is Gio, everybody. And you can hear him in episode 146 now. This is his introduction to what he does every time that we record. But I digress. They don't matter from the standpoint of, you know, like if you're playing, and I'm just going to take New York as an example, if you're playing Class D baseball, like it's the smallest level of it's smallest level of baseball, smallest school, like the chances of you playing against a lot of really good college type players at the high school level is slim. So if you are a really good player, like, yeah, you might be hitting, you know, 450, but that 450 in Class D is not the same as hitting 450 in Double A. You know, so not everyone knows what's going on in every state, but like it's kind of weighted, like GPAs. Like, yeah, they do matter, but sometimes they don't. Like, I shouldn't say it doesn't, but you don't, it doesn't nearly matter as much as a lot of people like to think that they are. You know, but I saw a thing, you know, today I was searching the interwebs, and I saw someone who had posted something saying that college coaches don't care about your batting average in high school. They only care if you can hit. And it's, there's a minuscule amount of truth in that. Like, you know, I care whether or not you're finding success at the high school level with what your stats are, because that is generally a predictor of how well you're going to be able to succeed and handle what you're going to be thrown in college. Like, if you're hitting 225 in high school, the chances of you being able to handle any pitcher at the Division III level is very slim. You know, so I just thought that it was an interesting thing that I read today, and I texted you and we started doing this. So I figured we'd kind of go down this rabbit hole because JJ brought this up last week, and I thought it was a super interesting point to talk about, you know, from our short standpoint of what college coaches actually think about. So I'd be interested to hear what you have to say.
Yeah, I mean, I think they do matter. I think the thing that people get hung up on is that they equate a good batting average with being able to play at a certain level. And we, you know, we see people play the comp game frequently. Like, well, I hit 375 and I'm only getting recruited by Division III schools, And there's a guy who I play with who I got a higher batting average than him, and he's, you know, getting Division I scholarships. And I think sometimes we use that information to kind of reinforce whatever our opinion might be. But from a coach's perspective, it's a checkpoint, right? Like, do your physical tools match up with what you're doing on the field? Like, you can be a super talented kid and you can run a 6'5" and you can be 6'2" and 195 pounds and look the part. But if you're hitting 230 in high school, like, it's probably not going to work out well for you. So coaches are going to check to make sure that, like, all right, does that physical ability translate to the game? And it's not just going to be what they see, because it's a small sample size what coaches actually get to see. Like, obviously they want to see you perform, and the evaluation goes deeper than statistics. But fundamentally, if you're playing 30 high school games and your tools check the box and you're hitting 390, that gives me some, it gives me something to feel a little bit more comfortable that some of that production is actually showing up, versus a kid who, he looks the part, he's got the tools, but when the lights come on, he really struggles to produce. Because when you get to the next level, you're not facing 14-year-olds, you're not facing 15-year-olds, you're not facing guys who throw 77 with minuscule breaking balls. Like, you're dealing with guys who can pitch, they got velocity, they know how to pitch, they're mature, they're big, they're fast, they're strong. And if you can't do it at the high school level, it makes it tough. On the other side of the production thing, I think where most people get hung up is that they equate production with the level of play. And there's guys who hit 400 in high school who aren't ACC players. And there's guys who don't hit 400 in high school who are ACC players, because their physical tool set is just that. Athletically, they fit there and the production's good enough and they've done well enough against good competition. And sometimes I think people get caught up in that, and they try to find a way to reinforce what they think might be the case. But at the end of the day, the first thing that you need to be concerned with from a recruiting perspective is, like, you need to be a good high school player. Like, there's not many kids who play in college who don't produce at the high school level and end up going to have good careers at the college level. And it doesn't matter if you're playing at the worst Division III school in the country or the best Division I school in the country. Like, you have to be able to produce. And that's kind of the barometer that these coaches are looking at, is that I'm going to check on your high school stats. I'm going to check on your summer stats, because I'm looking for something that either tells me my eyes match, my evaluation of you from a physical perspective matches the production, or it's going to give me some pause in terms of, like, all right, well, like, I like what he's got physically, but the last 50 games that he's played during summer or high school, they don't quite add up. And that's how coaches are using them. So they do matter for a college coach. They absolutely do matter. It's not going to be the thing that necessarily turns the table on what level a kid plays, but it's certainly a red flag if you don't see the performance, if you don't see a kid who's able to produce.
Yeah. And as you were talking, I thought that, you know, your batting average at the high school level can hide the 74 mile an hour fastball that's coming straight down the, you know, middle that you can just tee off on in BP. And, you know, you're hitting 560 against those guys and 220 against guys that are mid to upper eights and the arms you're going to see in college. So, you know, like, that's why, like, they do matter from the standpoint of, like, it tells me something, but, like, I also, you know, you're going to have to get eyes on anyways. Like, you're never necessarily going to take somebody straight up just because they had a, you know, they hit 450 in high school. But, you know, I just think that, like, it's, they do matter from the standpoint of, like, you can weed people out from, like, oh, you pitched at a 9 clip in high school. Like, chances of you being able to pitch in college is pretty low. And then the other side of it is, you know, again, you hit 225, like, likelihood of you being able to hit in college is pretty slim. You know, and I think, you know, as I was thinking about it earlier too, you know, it kind of goes back, and we have another podcast that'll be coming out soon where you and I talked about two-way players like, this is the conversation sometimes that you end up having with two-way players. Like, yeah, man, you hit 300 in high school, but, you know, you didn't really hit all that well. You know, and I think sometimes people get hung up, like you said, on the number, and you're not comparing apples to apples. You know, if you're telling me that you're hitting 320 at your Class C high school, that you're going to be able to roll the pole and hit 320 in the Liberty League or the MAC or whatever, like those are two wildly different things that you're trying to equate it to. Like, not all batting averages are equal. It's like saying you hit 320 in high school and you can go to the show and hit like 280. Like, come on, man. These guys are throwing straight nitroglycerin out there. But point is, they do matter, but not nearly as much as some people might kind of put the weight on them as mattering so much. At least
for me. It gives a coach a clue. Like, they want guys who are successful at the high school level, period. But it doesn't necessarily sway a coach in one way or another just based on your statistics, unless that number really throws them off, right? And it's usually on the lower end where you get concerned if a kid's hitting 220 in high school, or, you know, he's, you know, got a 7.5 ERA. Like, that's concerning because it only gets harder as you go. So yeah, they do need to see a certain level of production, and it's really kind of that simple from a coach's perspective. So
it doesn't get easier the higher the level.
That's what I've heard. That's what I've been told.
I just assumed that when you went to college, it was easier to play than high school, and then pro ball was easier than college.
Maybe I was misinformed. I may have been misinformed.
Yeah, well, you know.
Was it fake news?
Well, I don't know if it's fake news, but.
Anything else you want to add on that one, Coach?
No, I'm good.
All right. Well, thank you for listening, everybody. Hope that shed a little bit of light on what coaches think and how they kind of go through the high school statistics. Tune in next week. We will talk to you soon. Thank you. Thank you for listening this week. If you're watching on YouTube, go ahead and hit that subscribe button and smash that like button for us. Check us out on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, as well as Spotify. You can follow us on Twitter and Instagram at EMDBaseball. If you want to find out what me and Keith do to help families and players navigate the recruiting process, go ahead and check us out on EMDBaseball.com. Take a few minutes to check out our new online academy. I promise you'll get some good information out of that. Thanks again for listening. Check in with you next week.